Winning is a process. Unfortunately, so is losing. Successful accomplishment in any arena or field of endeavor does not just happen by accident or by a fluke set of circumstances. No, if you desire to be the best in the field, the champion, the first place finisher, the one who reaches the top, then you need to know, understand, and follow through to total completion the required process necessary to win. This is the precise reason why there are so few real winners in life. It seems to me, as I walk through my days here on the earth, that most all people really would like to win, to be first, to become very successful. But they do not want to work hard and long to, first of all, prepare themselves to win, and then to attack the required process and keep attacking until they, in fact, do win. Their true, real, personal desires, regardless of what they always seem to talk about, are fully exposed by their lack of action and effort. Permit me to tell you an absolute truth of life fact. Your real true beliefs will always be borne out and exposed by your actual efforts and actions. What you truly believe will be displayed by the actions you take. If you truly do want to win, your talk and your walk have to match. What you say has got to be matched up in full agreement with what you do. Otherwise, you will never attract a following of people that will be needed to help you accomplish your dreams and goals. Most days, all day long, the worker hears his superiors talking a good story, saying good and productive things, making good suggestions for improvement, or even bragging about how much more production will be achieved in the days ahead. But it is mostly a lot of hot air. Promised production usually doesn't happen. Salary raises or promotions somehow aren't given or received. Words and commitments that were given by the boss fail to hold true. Being a person of your word quickly is forgotten or overlooked when the time of accountability comes around. Is there any real truth, you ask? Sadly, after several years in the rut system of life, known as being an employee, most folks grow accustomed to being lied to or being told half-truths. They start believing that not being good for your word is the normal way life works, and that not much else that is good is ever going to happen to them. Whenever a person gets to this point, the party is over for them. They just try to one hang on until they retire without the slightest thought of how they will be able to get by on 1/4 of what they cannot get by on now. Or, number two, they will make some drastic changes in their life in an effort to improve their plight or position. Failure to make one of these two decisions means that you choose to do nothing. That, in my opinion, is not a choice at all, because that guarantees a one-way ticket to poverty for the rest of your life. No, thank you. Never surrender all of your freedoms by becoming a ward of the state. Guaranteed misery, lots of pain, and daily suffering lie ahead for the one who chooses option number one. The man or woman who wisely selects option two has a new chance to make it to the top. I sincerely hope and pray that you have the guts to make better choices than you have in the past and give yourself and family a second chance to get ahead, to improve things for yourself, to raise your standard of living, and to become successful. In an upcoming campfire discussion, I will carefully explain what separates those who make it to the top from those who don't. You won't want to miss that informative talk. Now listen carefully. Success is not an accident. It is a planned event. It is also a total and complete long-term process. In all of its phases, if you want to achieve success, you must be willing to put forth on a consistent and persistent basis your very best efforts and continue putting forth those same type efforts for as long as is required until you actually achieve the results you are seeking. Is that truth unquestionably clear? Success does indeed have a price tag. If you want to be successful, you have to pay full price. There are no bargain basements when paying for the price of success. You see, success is a crock pot operation. It is not a microwave oven affair. Successful efforts most usually cook very slowly. Patience is the watchword. Don't be in a hurry mentally. Stay cool. Don't be upset when things are not going fast enough. Slowly, steadily, and surely is the way and manner in which most all of the success stories unfold. Here is another truth of life. In the United States of America, you, the individual, can become or can do anything you choose to do if you have, number one, the talent, number two, the motivation, that would be the dream, and number three, resolute determination, a quality decision to do whatever it takes to achieve your desire. As a note of interest, there are a few business opportunities available to the masses of the people that require no polished talent. You are just fine and well qualified just the way you are. Ask around. Keep your options open. And always be on the lookout for just such opportunities. They can and will change your entire life if you get involved in them and follow the guidance you will receive. Permit me now to share with you some interesting truths that I have learned over my business building career. In order to accomplish greatness and total success in your life, there are some mountaintop pearls of wisdom that I have learned through lots of trial and error, through lots of skinned knees and broken noses. I know these shared high points are the things that will make the difference in your journey to success and the fulfillment of your dreams and goals. Here are a few of them. Prepare yourself for success before you begin to evaluate whether or not you are truthfully succeeding. If you're not adequately prepared and ready for success to allow it to take hold in your life, then it won't. Position yourself for success. Before you begin to expect the results of success to show up in your life, the required parameters must first be in place before they can produce the income you are desiring. Prepare yourself mentally and physically before you start expecting the big rewards to begin rolling in to your bank accounts. God is not going to allow you to be trusted with great and glorious blessings and benefits if you are not physically, emotionally, and spiritually ready to receive and be a good steward over them. Keep yourself in a continual process of learning and growing mentally. You will never be able to learn all there is to know about any particular field of endeavor or subject of interest. At whatever point you choose to quit growing in knowledge and understanding, that will be the same point at which your business and income will follow suit. They too will quit growing and increasing. Learn as much as you can from those successful people who have gone before you. Whatever it takes, whatever it costs, get around them, associate with them, listen to them, and learn from those other people who have gone before you and have achieved that which you are attempting to achieve. Mentorship is a must if you really want to make it big. Start and continually develop a spiritual root to your life if you want the great results that God has in store for you. Once you get on the road to success, you will soon discover that it was not an accident that you are on the road. God wants to be a significant part of your success. Make certain that you always leave plenty of room for God to be included in all that you say or do. After all, He is totally in charge. Give Him the time and recognition He wants. He has already paid a great price for it. To become successful, get started and don't quit. Seek and you will find.